I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. In West Africa, at the turn of the 20th century, a new musical genre was born among the Karoo people living in Liberia and Sierra Leone that encompassed traditional Portuguese guitars. The locals named it palm wine music. Palm wine music began to attract its first audiences at the turn of the 20th century with a name liberated from a regional drink. That drink transformed into a hybrid folk-like style. Nevertheless, it remains an integral part of the region's cultural heritage, serving as an accepted musical currency for the Karoo people. Palm wine music, called Moringa by the locals living in Sierra Leone, grows out of a mixture of diverse musical cultures among the visitors and the residents of the region. This setting was groundbreaking as a new creation came to life, featuring a combination of motifs inspired by the provincial melodies and percussive undertones of the Trinidadian calypso. Palm wine music had its own personalized fine art school where locals, sailors from abroad and at home, dock workers, and hardworking daily laborers could lift the strain of everyday life. Daily practice sessions at a local palm wine bar turned into regular master classes that produced a multicultural sound supported by homemade string and percussion instruments. The port cities of Freetown, Sierra Leone, and Lagos, Nigeria, became diverse meeting places for sailors from Portugal, Spain, the Caribbean, along with African sailors, who, with the more adventurous musicians in tow, gave the sound of palm wine music a boost as it cruised toward popularity. As palm wine music navigated inland, it was greeted and fused with the more traditional aspects of music authored along coastal areas. From the dawn of the 1920s through the 1940s, palm wine syncopated style spread from the coast into the hinterland and intersected with the traditional separiwa, the Akan harp lute, that musicians adopted to enhance the palm wine sound. At its peak of popularity in the 1930s, some 200,000 recordings of palm wine music had been released. By the 1950s and 1960s, there was still a modestly held affinity for the sound. Today, like the beverage that inspired its name, palm wine music retains a classic vintage posture, sweet, tangy, and slightly intoxicating to the senses. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at wpr.org.